The Lord spoke to me today, and I could sense of His heavy presence. I could sense that He's still very concerned about His people. The Lord asked me to go and teach the people, to feed them meat, for they are famished. Feed them the spiritual meat, so that they can eat and grow strong, so that they'll develop muscles, that they'll develop perseverance for the long haul. So I asked the Lord, what should I teach the people? And God said to me, do you remember the early days? The early days, and you didn't know what to do. And how did you find me? Tell them about how you went on that journey to find me and how I was found by you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is what I want to teach you today. We learn about having the right foundational knowledge of heaven and earth and of Satan. And we also learn about having the right kinds of attitudes and mindset to prepare ourselves to be a warrior of God. But even before we can be a warrior of God, even before we can take up any arms to fight for God, there is something very important that we must do. Each of us, every one of us, must go through this journey that I'm about to describe to you. Because these experiences will move us towards the maturing of the harvest. There was a vision of a Christian, maybe a backslidden Christian. So she has been dwelling in the world, trying to ignore much of God, and trying to go for all the things that people in this world, they go for. But because she was a Christian, she didn't have it easy in the world, because she would not align herself with Satan. Therefore, Satan has made it his mission to destroy her and to take her out. And because she did not love the Lord enough, and she loved herself more, she was attacked by the devil into a very bad state. So there she was, a backslidden Christian, like many Christians in the world today, I believe. You may not have done anything particularly evil, but neither have you done anything particularly noble for the Lord either. What did Jesus say in the Bible? That you are neither hot nor cold. If you were hot, set on fire and passion for me, I could have used you. If you were cold, I could have witnessed and I could have evangelized to you. But because you're neither hot nor cold, because you're lukewarm, Jesus said that he will spit you out of his mouth. I apologize that my words are so harsh, but they are not my own words. I am speaking the words from the Bible as the Holy Spirit leads me. So there was this Christian that finally got it after he was badly bruised, badly wounded, full of disappointment, full of regrets, almost given up hope. And in this wounded condition, the arrows of the devil shooting at him every day, the attacks that he has to fend off, and he suffered all these cuts and wounds on his body from the devil's attack on him, on his family, on his career. He finally decided that he was going to climb up the mountain that was in my vision, the holy hill or the mountain of the Lord. And he decided that he wanted very much to climb up this mountain to look for God, to seek the face of God, and to ask God why did all these bad things happen to him. The words of the Song of Solomon says that the bride look for her bridegroom, which is Jesus Christ. And she searched desperately for her bridegroom, for Jesus, because her heart's desire was for Jesus, and she could not find him anywhere. She could not see him in the world today. She could not see him in her office. She could not see him in her family. She could not see the pure and the wonderful Jesus that she seek. And therefore, she went on this spiritual journey to look for him. Such was the great desire of her heart that is described in the Song of Solomon in the Bible. And something made her felt that she need to climb this mountain of the Lord, because the more higher she went up, the more holy it was, and maybe she would encounter Jesus there. Perhaps she would find her heart's desire there, and therefore she started climbing this mountain. And remember that she was badly wounded by living in the world. She is bruised and wounded, and she has a little strength left. And she used all her strength to climb up step by step, walking up the path, the altitude, walking up the mountain. And she saw that there were many other Christians also climbing the mountain of God. But many of these Christians, majority of them, were at the lower levels of the mountain. There were many, many Christians at the lower levels of the mountain. However, there was heavy artillery and heavy attacks suffered by the Christians at the lower level of the mountains, because at the enemy, Satan and his demonic forces could easily attack them. So these Christians, they were constantly being shot at by arrows from the devil, fiery darts from the evil ones. There were demonic birds that flew at them and tried to attack them from the air. There was land attack, there was air attack. It was very difficult for the Christians to hold on at the lower levels of the mountain, and many of them were wounded. The arrows of the enemy pierced them, tore their flesh, and they were bleeding and they were crying out in pain. And many of them lost their grip as they were climbing up. They simply lost all their strength together and fell down. Some of them fell down the mountain, and they never tried to attempt to climb the mountain anymore. But this Christian, this backslidden Christian, he or she doesn't want to be backslidden anymore. So she took the attacks bravely, and she continued to climb and climb. And as she climbed every step of the way, it was dark, it was cold, the ground was slippery, there was a gale, a wind blowing, and there was rain pelting on the sides of the stone mountain. Some of the places, the crevices were so slippery that she thought that she would fall to her death any time as she climbed this cliffside of this mountain. But somehow, by miracle, her foot did not slip and she did not fall. She came close, and the ground was very slippery, wet with rain, but she did not fall off the cliff and die. She continued to climb up step by step. And as she climbed higher and higher, suddenly she realized that the heavy artillery attacks have lessened. There were less demonic birds that were able to soar to that height, that altitude. The higher she went up the mountains, the arrows from the devil, they could not shoot up so high into the sky, the heavens. And she found that the higher she go, the more peaceful it became. There were less attacks. She saw very little Christians. There was hardly any Christians that she saw. Maybe one, maybe two, and each of them, they were concentrating on their own climb, their own progress, because it was a journey that every individual had to take for himself. No one could piggyback them up the mountain. I saw that at intervals, as she went up at intervals, it was no longer the demonic attacks that bothered her. It was her own strength and her own nourishment. I saw that the Lord advised her gently to take breaks and to rest at certain resting point along the mountains, because he wanted her to conserve her strength and to build the momentum and the strength to reach the entire way of the journey that she was supposed to go. And I saw that because it was like winter with snow, with rain, I saw that as she climbed, and it was dark at night, I saw that as she climbed, there were angels from God around her. They were like holding an umbrella overhead her so that the rain did not wet her hair. They were like putting on a cloak over her so that she did not freeze to death. And even at times when she sat down on a rock to rest for a while, I saw that there were angels, ministering angels, that took like little plates of cakes and snacks for her to nibble on, so that she built back and she took back some of the energy from the refreshment. However, they weren't much help. They were maybe like 20% of it. The majority of her strength and of her determination, of her perseverance, she had to pull it out of herself. It came from inside her. It came from her great desire to seek the Lord, to seek the face of Jesus Christ. So she didn't care for these things. She didn't care about the wind or the gale or the snow. And she continued to seek the Lord. I believe that God wanted me to share this vision with you, because I believe that this is at the current state and condition that many of you are at right now. You need to go up higher the mountain, but you will not have the motivation inside you to go up until you have the great love for God. It is truly as what the Bible says. There was a man who wanted to look for the pearl, a treasure buried in his garden, and he dug up his entire garden. He spent all his effort, his motivation, digging up his garden to find the treasure of great worth. And that treasure of great worth is God, is our Jesus Christ, and our determination, our desperateness, our motivation is like that man in the Bible, that we will not rest, we cannot rest until we have found the entire way looking for our Jesus. Again, the Song of Solomon comes to me. The verses say, "Where is my Lord? Where is my bridegroom? She goes here and there. She knocks on the door across the town and asks, 'Have anyone seen my God? Have anyone seen my bridegroom?'" I am sharing with you, brothers and sisters, we need to have that kind of love for the Lord Jesus, because that kind of love is the only thing at the start of our journey that will start to unlock the treasures for us as we go up the mountain along the way. And I also tell you, brothers and sisters, you need to get off the lower rungs of the mountain as quickly as you can, because from the way that I see it, there are many demons attack at the lower rungs. The Christian life is like this. When you are a foot soldier, when you are nominal Christians, you suffer tremendous attack and tremendous casualty and loss. The Christian life is like this. It is reverse or transverse in order. The higher up you go, the less the enemies are able to attack you. As you start to dwell more in the presence of God and you have more knowledge of God, of how to overturn the attacks, the enemy attacks actually lessen. Therefore, brothers and sisters, do not stay at the lower rung of the mountain too long. Do not stay there too long, because the attacks from the enemies, they are not ceasing, and you will lose your strength. The years and the days and the months that you stay there at the lower rungs, you need to love the Lord, and you need to start climbing, because the climbing up the mountain, that difficult task, is the way to safety.